Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today being joined by our Perry City Administrator, Sven Peterson. Sven, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me in again.
You're absolutely welcome. And I know the announcement of Tyson Foods closing down the Perry Pork Plant back on March 11th. And I know you shared off air of the roughly like 1,300 employees. You said 60% are actually Perry residents.
Yep, about 60% live in Perry or our zip code, so they would be part of our school district. Then 40%, the majority of that comes in from the metro and a variety of communities from the metro. But then there's some from Greene, Guthrie counties, and beyond that too. But the majority are Perry and then the metro. So definitely worried about housing fluctuations of not only homeowners, but tenants. So we're working very closely with Iowa Economic Development Authority and Iowa Finance Authority to get a suite of programs that people can get to just to help with some financial uncertainty in the next few months or year.
And the culture of Perry, what kind of impacts do you see the closure having on that, if any? Can you speak to that?
Yeah, I think in my heart of hearts, I hope not any impact, because I think that is one of the biggest things that makes Perry so special, how much value that's brought to me personally in my life and my worldview. But that's an intricate part of Perry and what we become. So I really hope we don't lose that. I don't think we will. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, we have a tight enough community that we'll be able to keep through this, find a new employer to come in so that folks can stay in Perry with a good job. So definitely optimistic that we'll be able to keep that culture in our community that makes us so vibrant.
Yeah, perfectly said. Yeah, I'm right there with you. I hope we can kind of keep that. And I think it's in a way worked that it was a few months out, so you can kind of get things like the job fairs and everything going, and hopefully try to keep people around. Anyway, yeah, thank you for your comments about that. Also, I would like to ask, first of all, were you kind of surprised to hear of the closing? And then to follow up with that, do you think there was anything the city could have done to avoid that? Or was this just kind of the writing on the wall? Or
I would say personally, I think most of the people I've talked to were pretty surprised that this plant closed, but they've put a significant amount of money into this plant in the past 8 years or so. So that definitely, I think, probably put some rose-colored glasses on us all that things would be okay out there. But, you know, you mentioned we have a couple of months. That is kind of helpful. It's also kind of a hurry up and wait and see what happens. So that's a little bit difficult too, but definitely gives us some time to plan. We do have a lot of those partners that I mentioned before have formed a group called Perry Next, and that's the core group that's working on everything from the job fairs to workforce development initiatives, that proactively reaching out to companies to gauge interest and point them towards Tyson. And that's all of the economic development practitioners, Perry Economic Development, the Chamber. We have some local service providers on there, things like that. So just a very good broad, diverse group that's just sharing thoughts, sharing ideas, and making sure that we're all headed on the right direction. So as far as, is there anything that could have been done? All the conversations I've had with Tyson Corporate, it's just absolutely dollars and cents. So it's kind of the age of the plant, the efficiency. It is a single shift plant. Most of their other plants are double shift. And I think the investment to make that jump from single shift to double shift was just too much to make that work. So just for an example, I think Perry was doing about 9,000 hogs a day, and Storm Lake on a double shift does about 19,000 a day. So you can see there that probably a similar footprint of building, same overhead costs, they're pumping out more than double what Perry was. So really, you know, just kind of the dollars and cents of the business. The pork market is not great right now. It hasn't been. And I think just overall that protein production is been a struggle. So they have to pinch pennies just like the rest of us. So can't blame them, but I think it certainly opens up an opportunity for us to find another user for that plant that will be a good corporate citizen as well and really want to partner with us and get some stuff done.
speaking here with Perry City Administrator Sven Peterson. And speaking of that, has there been employers that have reached out of like, hey, like I'm ready to take the spot, or how's that been going?
Yeah, you know, there's been a few that reached out to myself directly. There's been a few that have reached out to the alliance or the partnership. The state is working on it. And then in talks with Tyson and the person in charge of selling the plant, he's gotten a lot of interest directly as well. So I think there's a lot of interest out there. It's just going to be a matter of kind of getting those people to town, getting them through the plant, making sure that it would work for them, things like that. So yeah, it'll definitely be an interesting journey.
No, I mean, like I said, I appreciate all the information you're providing with us. I just want to ask real fast, or really, I guess it's more of a statement. I remember when you attended a supervisor's meeting, you were talking about the maintenance crew would stay there after June to kind of keep it up just in case another employer comes in to take it, that it's not, I guess it doesn't turn into a rundown building.
Right. Yeah. So. Everything we've been talking with Tyson is that they want to make sure that they keep it in a condition that will be sellable with the appropriate value that they want to get out of it. So they definitely have an interest in keeping some of those maintenance team members on to keep the plant up. I know they're going to be moving some equipment, nothing that would directly impact the functionality of the facility. But if you can pick it up and move it, it'll probably get moved out type of thing. And then there's just some, you know, like every business, there's some proprietary processes or equipment that they'll be moving out. So the maintenance crews will be doing that. I'm sure they'll keep their wastewater treatment plant going through that process too. So there will be activity out there. There's still things going on. We're just trying to do the best we can to help them out and keep that line of communication open between all parties.
Well, again, we've been speaking here with our Perry City Administrator, Sven Peterson. And Sven, just want to take a moment to just thank you and the rest of the city and just everybody that's been kind of collaborated on, you know, hearing this tough news and kind of rallying together and trying to figure things out. And
is there anything else you would like to add today?
And just as a note also, we've been doing some video series on, you know, just kind of some basic information. We're going to plan to dive deeper into some other aspects around, you know, financial planning, what to do with a 401k in a situation like this. So all of that will be pushed out on social media. There's also a bunch of information at perryia.org/Perry-next. So there should be a link on our homepage too. If you just go to the city website and look for Perry Next, and there you'll find all the information we can gather on resources, information, things like that to help out our community members.
Awesome. All right. Well, again, that is the Perry City Administrator Sven Peterson joining us for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. Sven, thanks so much.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You're absolutely welcome. Our Dallas County Let's Talk program is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.